Welcome to Take 5, a podcast brought to you by New Leaf Training and Development. Each edition is an inspiring interview with a leader worth listening to. Enjoy.
Hey, I'm Paul Butler. I'm one of the client partners at New Leaf Training and Development, and I'm delighted to be joined today by Dan Macaluso, who is the Vice President for Advancement at Abilene Christian University. Dan, for nearly 16 years now at New Leaf, we've really focused on our core purpose of helping people and organizations better manage themselves, lead others, and grow business acumen. And I just wondered, what would be your recommended best practices to help people and organizations be their best? But please do start, though, by telling us a little bit more about your organization, what you do, and who you serve. So over to you, Dan, and I'll wrap it up when you're done.
Okay. Thanks, Paul. It's good being with you again. Love working with you when I was in California. So to start this out, I want to just talk first about what I do. So as Paul mentioned, I'm the Vice President for Advancement, which means I oversee all the fundraising and alumni relations at Abilene Christian. And I am overseeing a team of roughly 30 talented, dedicated professionals. And I like to say we're all on a journey of serving God through our service to Abilene Christian University. Question of who do we serve? We serve our enrollment right now is our student enrollment is 5,300 students. We're on track to probably have an enrollment of 6,000 students this upcoming year. It comprises about 3,500 undergraduates, about 1,800 graduate students, and they study at our Abilene campus as well as online through our Dallas campus, come from all over, right? So 51 states and territories, 45 nations, and we also have an alumni body that's approaching 90,000. So it's a very large community that we serve. I believe we serve it quite well. So moving into best practices, I've been in advancement for 32 years now and have worked at places like Penn State University, University of Texas at Austin, Emory University in Atlanta, Harvey Mudd College in Southern California was where I met our distinguished host, Paul Butler, and I'm now working at Abilene Christian. So my best practices, when I really thought about this, I kind of have a lot of them, but I wanted to boil them down to three. Mm-hmm. One is care deeply about what you do and then do it to the best of your ability. Mm-hmm. The second is know your personal values and live by them and fight for them. Mm-hmm. And then the third is develop a brand and hone it and defend it. And when I say develop a brand, anyone that knows Paul talks about that personally. And that's something that I really started to do after I worked with Paul is to figure out who am I and what do I want to be known as? Mm-hmm. And how do I then defend that as I work through my career? So if I take the first one, care deeply about what you do and then do it to the best of your ability. I start out by saying, to ask the question, what do I really care about? Well, I care about a lot of things, obviously. But in the workplace, I care about leading values-driven professionals and being led and influenced by values-driven professionals, mission-driven people, people that are at an institution because they care about the mission and values and impact that institution can make, not just about earning money, earning prestige, climbing the ladder. They're there purposefully. I like people that enjoy their jobs, that feel valued and respected, feel engaged and challenged, feel involved and informed. I love people to enjoy their jobs, but also enjoy their lives. Mm-hmm. I like people feeling good on Sunday evening, even when they know that tomorrow is a work day, right? Mm-hmm. So that work is part of their lives and a welcome part of their lives, but they enjoy the weekend to enjoy their families and friends and recreation and so forth. And I know that as a leader, I want to cultivate an environment where people feel all those things. It can't be 100% all the time, but you can really continue to grow closer and closer to that. Another best practice is knowing your personal values and living by them and fighting for them. Mm-hmm. A lot of times you have your personal values, right? And you try to live up to them to the best of your ability. And then the pressure comes, and then you're exposed on something. So do you really hold true to those personal values? Mm-hmm. You really need to take risks based on your personal values. Are you willing to, frankly, lose your job based on your personal values? These are tough decisions. Not everyone can do it. And frankly, you're not weak if you can't do it, but it's something to always strive for. The last best practice is developing a brand, a personal brand, and honing it and defending it. So what's my style? What I did when I came into this organization is I said to people, here's what I try to hold as my style of leadership. And if I don't, it's out of character. Question me on it. You can't trust me now. Trust isn't transferred. Trust is earned. I can't bring trust for a previous organization, expect you to believe and trust me right away. But this is what I'm striving for. So I want to hold myself accountable by telling you up front, this is my style. Number one, open. Ask me anything, question anything, anything that seems out of character. I'm trusting, but I'm not naive. Start with the benefit of the doubt. You know, I give people benefit of the doubt, but you know, you can go too far. You can get to a point where now I've determined that you now have, you know, a persistent flaw or something that we really can't fix. So we got to deal with that. But at the end of the day, I want to give people benefit of the doubt. I want to assume you're there for the right reasons. I want to believe you're doing things for the right reasons. And I want to believe that you want to constantly be on a journey of personal improvement and professionalism. So that's sort of how I've really led my career and my life. I think it's really honed and matured over the years. I do want to thank Paul for the work that he and I did together when I was at Harvey Mudd. I think that was a really big influence, and he was a great partner. Mm-hmm. He promised me at the beginning, he said, Dan, I'm not here to be your friend. Mm-hmm. But at the end of the day, he is my friend and I value him for it. So thanks for the opportunity, Paul. Thanks for the time.
Oh, thanks, Dan. Well, on behalf of everyone who watches these, and as you know, Dan, they've become very popular, I just wanted to say a big thank you for your insights to help people and organizations be their best. Just on a personal level, it's so great to catch up with you again. And then just a message for our listeners and viewers before you sign off, always, always keep an eye on the events page of our website for the free professional development webinars that we offer on a regular basis. And the next one coming up is about behavioral assessment. So check that out as an opportunity for you. Dan, I couldn't leave you without offering you a virtual high five. Could we do that?
Absolutely. Oh, yeah. I went early.
Thanks ever so much, Dan. Really, really good to see you again.
Great being with you, Paul. Thank you.
I hope you found that interview useful. And if you did, feel free to rate, review, and share this podcast. We'll be back next week with another episode. And we also invite you to check out our other weekly podcast, Going the Extra Mile, which is sure to lift your spirit and encourage you in today's working world. Bye for now.